ABC Radio Australia.
The head of the United Nations has urged Papua New Guinea's politicians to improve the rights of women and girls. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made the call during an address to the National Parliament in Port Moresby. As PNG approaches the 50th anniversary of its independence, Mr. Guterres said the country had much to be proud of, including half a century of unbroken democracy. He told parliamentarians, only three of which are women, development would benefit greatly if the participation and safety of women and girls was improved.
Papua New Guinea has set itself a powerful mission to be one people and one nation and one country, and to leave no one behind. Not long ago, you hosted peacekeepers. Today, you are a champion of peace building and sustainable development. But no story of peace or progress is complete without fully including half of the population. This is another area where you have the opportunity to set a global example. No society is immune from this challenge. And in Papua New Guinea, two out of three women experience gender-based violence. The solutions here, like everywhere, begin with hard conversations about systemic and cultural barriers. Now, I know that in March this year, this Parliament devoted an entire day to testimonies on gender-based violence. You took the vital step of speaking openly, of making commitments, and of forming the Parliamentary Committee on Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment. Across politics, culture, and every sector, we must keep working to widen the doors of opportunity for women and girls in Papua New Guinea and in the world at large. Ensuring greater voice and representation of women is not only a matter of justice, it's a matter of national strength. Families thrive, communities grow stronger, and institutions become more responsive when we uphold the rights of all.